Welcome to another episode in our OT and IoT Security Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Keene, and joining me today to talk about the power of partnerships is Chet Nambudri, Vice President of Worldwide Business Development and Channel Sales at Nozomi Networks. Welcome, Chet.
Thank you, Sandy. Good to be here.
So, Chet, you've been involved in industrial automation and control system technology for many years. Can you tell us a little about your path towards cybersecurity?
Absolutely. So I come at it from a very much an industrial perspective. I actually started in this business as an automation engineer and advanced manufacturing engineer almost 30 years ago, right? So, and that was with the General Electric Company. But after 15 years with GE and really serving the industrial sectors, critical infrastructure included with energy and power utilities and so on, I was approached by Cisco to help them in advancing their industrial networking adjacency and their motions to move from the IT side of things over into the OT through convergence. And so I decided to make that jump, and that was 13 or 14 years ago when I went over to Cisco as the lead, one of the key leaders for driving the business within the manufacturing sector and industrial networks specifically. And so for 10 years there at Cisco, we had great success in doing that and driving the convergence. Along with that convergence, of course, very quickly, people recognize is there's a bigger attack surface that was enabled. All of a sudden, the OT networks became more visible as we were, you know, Cisco, the biggest infrastructure company in the world, right, was helping to drive this convergence. And that that awareness and recognition really is what led my interest into cybersecurity, and specifically the aspects that are focused around the industrial sectors. And so about 3.5 years ago, I decided to make the jump from two very, very large companies with some of the biggest market cap in the world at their various, you know, maturities over into the startup world. And what I learned with Nozomi Networks was that indeed this was a technology that is leading the pack. This was back in 2017, the beginning of 2017. And what I saw was a real opportunity, similar to what I had done within Cisco in terms of really moving a market, helping to move a market and the transition, you know, from proprietary protocols and OT networks over to IP-based, internet protocol-based protocols, or internet protocol-based networks. And similarly, you know, really drive the adoption of OT specific and industrial specific cybersecurity. And the technology that Nozomi has is really continues to be the most advanced, and is what has really driven my passion within cybersecurity is largely founded in the culture that Nozomi fortifies and really represents, not just with as I said, the technology, but also how we go about doing business with partners and with customers alike.
Well, thanks. And thanks for that background. So one of the many hats that you wear in your role with Nozomi involves building relationships. And over the past couple of years, we've seen a big increase in collaboration between the security providers themselves and also threat researchers around the world. So we all know that there's a lot of power in partnerships, but can you share your thoughts on how partnering creates better security for the companies that are involved in, you know, producing the electricity that lights our homes and offices and the vaccines that are now being tested to fight COVID-19?
You bet. And one of the things I like to say is that cybersecurity is a team sport. Security in general is a team sport, but cybersecurity, of course, is part of that. It's absolutely a team sport. There's no silver bullet, right? And, you know, whether we're talking about the industrial premise, as I mentioned earlier, on Nozomi's having a technology that offers, you know, part of that defense in depth. It's just part of the defense in depth. So having an ecosystem of partners, both from, you know, kind of ranging from a technology integration or technology alliance through to a partnership that is both go to market and an integration with technology through to just, you know, simply the ecosystem of go to market partners, is all extremely important in providing our customers, right, the critical infrastructure customers, as you mentioned, with power utilities or the manufacturing and pharma companies that we serve. All of that requires a team of different contributors that really patch together a fabric, much like the network fabric that is connecting all of these companies and supply chains and the information flow. There's required a fabric of security providers that have a different lens on what's being protected and how we're going about protecting and providing visibility for those networks. But that fabric and team of partners and the ecosystem that arrives at that is essential to really protecting those the production of those goods and services that we rely on as a community and as a world.
Can you tell us a little bit about the types of partnerships that Nozomi Networks has, the different types?
Absolutely, and I alluded to this a little earlier, is that with, I'll start with the technology aspects, because again, the team and ecosystem perspective really comes into play with the various technologies that are brought to bear by Nozomi and our ecosystem of partners. So companies like Fortinet, which of course is providing NAC and SIM, and as well as firewall IPS type of services in the realm of security, are extremely vital. And the integrations that we have with all of the different modalities that they bring to bear from what we do with Nozomi are a key part of the partnering network that we have. And so those integrations, along with the companies who can take those integrations and bring them to market, are extremely important. So from there, who is it that can bring Fortinet and Nozomi to the marketplace are a spectrum of local regional VARs, value-added resellers, to national VARs, to global SI, GSIs as they're known as, global systems integrators, and that complete mix of go-to-market, some of which like a GSI such as IBM is one that, yes, they are one, serving as a reseller of Nozomi technology. They're doing that in conjunction with their own technology, like such as QRadar, as an example of a SIM and a technology that IBM brings to bear. But they're providing those products and technologies with a service wrapper that can range from simple deployment services through to managed services that make use of the technology for ongoing SOC and otherwise those types of MSS managed security services that are provided. And similarly with Accenture and Atos, are a couple of, Deloitte is another GSI that is a strong one for us. But Accenture is another great example of a global systems integrator. Again, they're fundamentally serving as a reseller, but as part of that, the Accenture is really wrapping a lot of other technologies and services into an overall solution for companies within oil and gas and within power utility and within manufacturing sectors, that's providing more of the holistic play and providing that that team play, right? Enabling that team of that fabric that I mentioned earlier to provide the complete solution for industrial and IoT customers.
So, Chet, what about the other strategic partners like Schneider Electric?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We do have strategic alliances, and they're definitely a major part of the ecosystem that include what I'll refer to as the industrial control system, or ICS, or OT, OEMs, as we like to refer to them, original equipment manufacturers. But essentially, the controls vendors are a very essential part of that ecosystem that I refer to. We also refer to those as embedded partners, where they're essentially taking our technology and embedding it into their platform, into their overall system. But Schneider Electric is a prime example of a very key partner that is part of our ecosystem, where indeed they are providing, it's similar to a GSI in what they're, in the services that they provide, in that they're taking our technology, they're reselling our technology, and providing, you know, both deployment and managed services surrounding our technology, as well as what they have within, you know, their overall portfolio. But they're doing it specifically for OT systems. So this is kind of a GSI subcategory that I'll refer to as OEMs and embedded. They not just include Schneider Electric, but my former employer, GE, specifically GE Power, is an embedded OEM type partner, strategic alliance for us, that is similarly serving as a GSI, as well as Siemens, and we're working on several others. The other one that is kind of, again, related to GSIs, and I mentioned MSS, the Managed Security Services, but didn't fully vet that one out, is because that one does, you know, take on a little different nature. It's, again, a subset, or there's a blend between consultant and GSI, kind of a hybrid type of player, such as NTT, which, again, is one of our biggest partners and strategic alliances, that serve as go-to-market, and they do it, you know, across that, a full spectrum of services, serving as a consultant, which is kind of leading edge, making use of our technology for assessments, and, you know, introducing companies to OT cyber via, you know, Nozomi's technology and Nozomi's brand. And then carrying that over into resell if there's ongoing monitoring that NTT as a consultant recognizes that a customer is needed, a customer is looking forward to. And then that the use of the technology can take the form of the managed security services for OT offering, which is essentially the technology and the detection and response is provided as a managed service. And so NTT and FireEye is another example of an MDR, right? Managed Detection and Response, MSS, Managed Security Services Provider, that is essential and key to actually the growth of OT cyber in general across the marketplace, is because it's leveraging expertise from a vital few to really spread that across a lot of end user customers. And then one other example of an MSS that really is coming at it from, you know, really a pure play IT play, a telecommunications play, is like Telefonica, where again, Telefonica is, we'll say, is licensing our technology and combining it with other technologies in a managed service that they're providing to our joint customers, right? So, you know, there's a, as you know, as I go through all of the different partner types, you can see there's a broad spectrum, and there's a lot of crossover between, you know, what a local VAR or national VAR like Optiv does with, you know, what a GSI does in terms of providing the, you know, deploying the technology and then providing services around that technology, and doing that as a service in many cases.
Wow. So Nozomi Networks has a very extensive ecosystem of partners all over the world, and they each bring different pieces of value to the solution.
Precisely.
I'm also wondering, though, about partnering with government organizations and regulatory bodies. How do they fit in?
An example of a federal government-focused partnership that is, you know, a blend of kind of a public-private partnership organization is Dreamport, and specifically Dreamport, which is based out of Washington, D.C., is a very important and, you know, growing partner for Nozomi. They are largely focused on the Department of Defense within the U.S. and really providing for manufacturing cyber protection for the whole supply chain. There's 350,000, you know, suppliers, manufacturers from, you know, nuts and bolts through to systems integrations that are part of the supply chain for the Department of Defense. And Dreamport is heavily involved with enabling the manufacturers, that whole supply chain, with a cyber approach, a cyber platform. And Nozomi, as I mentioned earlier, is a key part of that overall approach. And we are working very closely with Dreamport and other similar government-oriented partners to help with providing that complete defense in depth, again, with Nozomi's piece of the defense in depth that's necessary for for government bodies, government organizations, and relate to the regulatory bodies.
So there's a lot of different players coming together to create these really robust solutions, and they're going to continue to evolve to address both the convergence of IT and OT and emerging threats. So if we look forward a few years, what changes do you see coming to the partnership landscape?
Yeah, so this is a great point and a good carry on of the last conversations relates to public-private partnerships. So what we're seeing in terms of the increased threats and even attacks that are happening that relate to OT, operational technology, as well as IoT, the Internet of Things, is nation-state sponsored attacks and threats that are associated primarily to critical infrastructure, but some of these nation state sponsored efforts are really going at manufacturing in ways that are diverting resources, right? Because when a manufacturer gets shut down because of a security breach or some type of incident, that of course is major loss to the economy for a country. And also, as was alluded earlier, the manufacturing supply chain that's associated with government, of course, is very large, and that's could cause disruptions, right? A specific cyber attack on manufacturing infrastructure for government bodies can be very disruptive, right? And so as that relates to the partnership landscape, I do see more and more of the team play between both public and private companies, again, weaving together that fabric defense in depth protection for the holistic supply chain, right, across manufacturers, power suppliers, water utilities that provide public service, and of course all of those entities that are providing for the health and welfare of a nation state, they really have to come together. And so the ecosystems that are have traditionally been very focused on private versus those that are focused on public, right, government, public service, are starting to blend more and more. And I do see that as an emerging trend, and that's addressing an emerging threat and a growing threat of very focused cyber attacks and cyber threats that are coming from nation state interests, not just as well as nefarious actors, right? Criminals who are looking to make money are part of that threat landscape that is needed to be addressed across that ecosystem. So one of the alliances that Nozomi participates with and is a founding member for is the ISA GCA, which is the Global Cybersecurity Alliance, that involves both public and private entities. It's really, in terms of the organization, ISA, of course, is more of a public service entity that is pulling together a whole cross-section of different cybersecurity players, right? So that team, that fabric of different types of cybersecurity providers, again, by which Nozomi is one of the founding members associated to the anomaly detection and hybrid threat detection, focused around OT and IoT. And one of the things that the GCA is really focused on is indeed pulling together this community of security providers in a way that is addressing the needs up and down the value chain of providers, both in the private as well as those that are focused on public. So specifically, the GCA is working together to develop standards and guidance for manufacturers, right, who are food and beverage manufacturers, CPGs, private-based organizations, but also those manufacturers who are, for example, are part of the DoD supply chain, as I mentioned earlier, where Dreamport is focused on helping to provide that standard that can be referenced and utilized in pulling together the variety of ecosystem players that help on that front. All the way through to the GCA is really not just engaged with the standards, but also helping to bolster the communities across both private and public entities in having the conversation, right? And in making sure there's awareness around what is the latest and greatest and what can be brought to bear in terms of the defense in depth. So again, as we look at the emerging landscape of threats and kind of how cybersecurity plays into it, specific to IoT and OT, I do see public-private partnerships as being a key trend, and the ecosystem that surrounds that. Again, cyber is a team sport. And it's important that we, continue to grow that team sport and do it in a way that is collaborative across regulating bodies and government bodies, along with the private enterprise.
Well, thanks, Chet, for sharing your thoughts on the power of partnerships. We know that cybersecurity threats and technologies will continue to evolve, so I encourage you to check out the other podcasts in this series to learn more about the experts involved and what they're doing to protect our critical infrastructure. Thanks again.